Hey guys, this is Kurt, producer of Your Push Coats. Today's episode is another segment from our recent Life Coach Retreat in Scottsdale, Arizona. Here, Josh is speaking with some recent Push Coach graduates about momentum and sales psychology and how they can work hand in hand to help you grow your business. If you're at all curious about joining Josh and Legacy Leadership for Life or Performance Coaching, or if you may be even considering becoming a Life or Performance Coach yourself, please visit joshcoats.com.
Sometimes, I'll be honest, I found things that people were doing that I didn't want to be doing. And I decided to say, I don't actually want to be doing that. So I don't even need to try to figure that out, why that works for them or not. I just don't even like that. I went to one, I'll never forget going to this, I like emceed for a graduation. And one of the people that was there was like the VP of this kind of small manufacturing company. And he comes to me and he's like, I really, you know, liked what you did. I like your energy. You know, you mentioned you're going through John Maxwell's training. We have an executive coach at our company for like the C-suite people. But I really like someone to come in and do some coaching for like employees. Would you be interested? Sure. We have coffee. We talk. Everything sounds magical. I'm like, this is going to he's such a huge break for me. At the time, I had zero clients at all. I'm like, this is going to be such a big break, right? He invites me to go meet with the C-suite. I say C-suite, that sounds like super fancy, but this was like a manufacturing company. So it's very like, everyone's in the like jeans and cowboy boots, you know, and sitting around. So I show up and I went and had a whole bunch of stuff printed off for them. Like I had a whole folder full of stuff. I'm like, this is a huge opportunity for me. And I show up. And I walk in, and I'm smiley, friendly. No one even shakes weight. They just sit down at the table and cross their arms. I'm like, oh, okay, this is a weird vibe. The guy who I had coffee with that invited me to come, who was the nicest guy in the world the day before at Starbucks, all of a sudden you could tell, felt like he needed to like vibe with them. So he kind of did the same thing. I'm like, you fucking invited me here, bro. Like, he doesn't give me an introduction or nothing. They just got a frown for him to look at me like, what do you got, kid? And so I kind of didn't really know what to do. So I kind of talked a little bit, but then I tried to ask them questions, tried to use my life coaching skills. And no matter what I asked, they just deflected it. It was almost like a, let's see what you got. Well, I didn't ask to be here. You asked me. And I left that meeting and I was like, I don't give a fuck what anybody says, how much money they make with corporate contracts. I'm never going to another fucking room like that again. I'm not going to go somewhere to where I have to try to prove myself to a bunch of assholes. Yeah. And that's why I went online, by the way. I was like, you know, a lot of people on social media are a little friendlier. And I have found that with the exception of a couple real nice guys like Greg, sometimes women are just more welcoming than men. I'm like, I don't know if I want to hang out with a room full of men like this because they're mean. So, but what some people would do, you see on the John Maxwell team, everyone that was having success were these like older men who had had business careers. And so the business building strategy was host a free in-person mastermind for your friends. Get them to help you promote an in-person event. They'll bring all of their friends, do this presentation, which is still kind of like my webinar like style that I learned that originally from them. And then the whole room will just sign up and you'll make thousands of dollars. And it worked really fucking well for people who were really rich business dudes who had really rich business friends. Because when all of your business friends invite their friends, a room of 50 or 20 people with some good sales psychology, you can make a shit ton of money. But that wasn't working very well for me because I didn't have any friends. The order. I mean, I was an emo. My whole network I had built up were 19-year-old kids who came to concerts, right? So I mean, my first event didn't do anything. And I over and over and over and over wanted so bad to say, and I would start to, well, I can't have success because I don't know business rights. I don't have business experience. And every time it would come out of my mouth or even up in my head, I would just say, level it. Level it. What am I going to do about it? Do I want to have business friends? I don't think so. These guys are assholes. So, like, I have to make a choice. I am capable of everything I want, and I'm also okay with letting something go that I don't want to chase what I do believe in. But I do believe that I can have success and that it's fully up to me. And you can too. But it's fully up to you. Join the M&M, don't join the M&M, it's still on you. Like, even in the M&M, all I can do is teach you what I know and coach you through some things. But if you don't fucking take ownership, all of my shit is just going to be a book sitting on your desk. Yeah. You still have to own and embody things as you go, regardless of where you go from here. And you, and only you, will determine how much success you have and how far you go. Nobody else. I have a mentor. He doesn't have anything to do with how much success I have. Now, I'm super thankful that he gives me extra tools to use. But what good is extra tools? I got a garage full of tools. You think I use those? No, I don't. If someone else needed to fix something, I got a lot of tools. They could clear some real nice ones too. Like, I really do, but I don't use them. So what does that matter?
I like that analogy. Yeah, I didn't add. That really hit.
No, it just came out of the end. So.
I didn't let's go think
why the best it. Yeah. So you decide. I don't decide. You decide. Of course, I want you to decide and then also get whatever tools that you need. But honestly, you can build a whole fucking house with like a hammer and a saw, a couple of nails. You can if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're determined, and that's how I was like, I don't have no fucking M&M. I just got me and a bunch of old dudes that I don't even want to learn from. So let's just fucking figure this shit out, whatever that takes. Let's go on social media. Let's give that a try. An event in Tulsa didn't go over very well. Let's go to Wichita, where the only way these people remember me is from we knew each other 20 years ago. All they've seen is social media posts for the last year. So they don't even have an emo kid anymore. They think I'm like a leadership trainer. So let's see what happens with our event for them. And that event went way better. We had like 15 people that bought tickets. And then I made $600 in sales that day. After my first event where I made zero sales and I could have quit, I wanted to so bad. I literally went home crying after my first event. I did every fucking thing I knew to do. And I mean, like in hindsight 2020, I can't look back and even find anything else I could have done. Like, I did that good of a fucking job on my first event for family and a couple friends and zero sales. That I literally went, oh, I wanted to cry my eye. But I just... And everything in me was like, their fault. And, you know, people don't care about personal growth, blah, blah, blah. Then I said, to be like, law of the lid. Like, I mean, I literally had to force myself to keep from putting out and keep it like, no, I don't know what I even don't know. Something John Maxwell teaches. Yeah, point where you don't even know what you don't know. Then you get to a point where you know what you don't know. And then eventually, you know what you know. But I was just at a point where I was like, I don't know what I don't know. I literally don't even know. All I know is I'm doing everything that I currently know, and it's not much. So I'm just going to trust that if I don't know what I don't know, maybe there's some other things that I need to learn instead of getting angry about this one similar experience. And let's see what I can learn to make the next one a little bit better. So Law of the Lid says it's all on me. It's all on me. And I love other people. I'm so thankful for my team because they help me so fucking much. But at the end of the day, if we fail, it's me. And the reason I surround myself with people like Marks and Annie's and Kurtz and Michelle's is because they feel the same fucking way. They live the Law of the Lid every single day in their life, in their business, and in our business. And when you get a whole team full of people who live by the Law of the Lid, you can fuck some shit up. Like, you guys don't even know what we're about to do in the next year. We're about to fuck some shit up.
I'm excited. You need to put the narrative in my back.
Okay, number two. You ready for number two? Can we handle another one? Like, all the way out on the lid, all
what is said in the spell that's in tap out.
Law of the Big Mo. before. Mo.
Motivate.
M-O. It stands for Momento.
Oh, Momento.
Law of the Big Mo. Hey, what's up, friends? I am so excited to announce my brand new 6 months to six figures membership. This program was created as basically a best hits version of all of the programs I have done for the last 10 years to help over 40,000 entrepreneurs. And here's why we put together this program, because we have found that so many entrepreneurs out there are struggling, and I mean struggling, with sales and marketing. And the reality is there's almost no one out there actually giving you a blueprint for how to develop messaging that connects and converts. Everyone out there is telling you to show up more, to believe more, to do more, but no one's really teaching you exactly what to do. And so inside the 6 months to six figures, I'm going to be giving you the blueprint to creating powerful messaging that connects and converts. Because I'm a certified life, performance, and leadership coach, we're also going to be doing a ton of work on your mindset, as well as developing your leadership skills so that you can be the kind of person that has full confidence in what you have to offer, but also in your ability to help others once they join you. So if you want to hop into this group, you can get 30 days for free, 30 days free in my new 6 months to six figures program by just clicking on the link that we have right here in the description and in the show notes on the podcast. Hope to see you inside soon.